Blog Talk Radio.
Featuring Pastor Canton Jones of Free Life. Glory to God. Actually, they're both of Free Life. Hallelujah. So we give God praise for Free Life Church in Georgia under Pastors Canton and Ramona Jones. God bless you. I also want to give honor to my personal church home, Not Limited by Walls Christian Center, pastored by the most awesome pastor this side of Jesus, pastor and coach Raquel Smith. Glory to God, and Elder Tyree Smith. Love you with the love of the Lord to the highest. Amen. I thank you for your prayers. Hallelujah. I want to give a shout-out to Pastor Jeff Ellison, also of Not Limited by Walls Christian Center, who has joined us for our Bully Proof and Jesus is Hot magazine episodes. God bless you as well, Pastor, and thank you so much for your prayers. Keep them coming. As you could hear in the beginning of our broadcast, I had a little difficulty with the audio, and it made me smile because that's always an indicator to me that I'm on the right page, I'm on the right track with Holy Spirit, that I have not leaned unto my own understanding, but in all his ways have acknowledged him, and he is directing my path, because that's what he does. He directs me. Holy Spirit is my leader. He's my teacher. He's the overseer of my life, left here in position to do so, and I praise God for him. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for always being with me, always being with us who have you on the inside of us, because we have made the decision to ask and receive Jesus Christ into our hearts as Savior and Lord, to do in our lives as only he can. And we have established that personal relationship with God that he desires from us, that he's desired from us before the foundation of the world because of it. So, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We give you all praise. And we give you full reign over this broadcast, over this atmosphere, over these ministries that are represented in Jesus is Hot magazine and Bullyproof, your ministries to do as you please, to have your way as only you can have. So, Father, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise for allowing us to be gathered today on this day to sit at the table of your word, to sup with you, to learn of you, to hear from you by your Spirit. Holy Spirit, I give you free reign and free welcome to do as you please in me, none of me, but all of you. Allow me to be hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Allow me to be hidden in the shadow of the Almighty, that the only voice that would be heard is yours, Father. The only advice that would be given is yours, Father. The only glory that would be given as a result of these things is to you and you alone. And we love you and we thank you for all these things. We give you praise, honor, and glory for what you are about to do, the understanding you are about to provide. You are the revealer of the truth. And we thank you for setting us up for a time such as this to deliver your word and to receive from you what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we pray and we say, amen. Glory to God. Well, I am sorry for the late introduction, but he is just so worthy of all the glory, the honor, and the praise that I have to make him first. So I want to introduce to those for the first time and to welcome back those that are coming back with us for and on the broadcast of Jesus is Hot magazine. This is one of our broadcasts featuring Bullyproof. Bullyproof will eventually have its own segment and place, as it really already does on Blog Talk Radio. But for the sake of what God is doing through this ministry of Jesus is Hot magazine as a whole, the umbrella of this ministry, which is Bullyproof, will be presented as we present Jesus is Hot magazine, just for now until God says something else. Amen. So I hope that wasn't too much. It seemed like a mouthful for me. I feel like I'm going about 50 or 60 miles an hour, and I really am, and it's because there's so much that the Spirit of God is pouring into me. Holy Spirit is just really ministering to me today about so many things on so many different levels, and I'm thankful, but I'm not going to say that I don't. I'm going to just speak in faith that we're going to cover everything that he needs to be covered today. Amen. You agree with me? Praise God. Okay, so our title today is There Will Be Challenges, But the Word of God Will Never Change. There will be challenges, but the Word of God will never change. One more time. Make sure you're writing this down. You need a notepad. You need a pen. You need a separate internet page Sixth on BibleGateway.com. You need to do that now. It's so very important. If you do not have a physical Bible in front of you, a notepad, a pen, you need to go grab that notepad. You need to go grab that pen. You need to, if you are able, to go to BibleGateway.com on a separate internet page that you can follow along in the words of God. It's so very important. We are going to focus on the New King James Version today, okay? So you'll need the New King James Version to follow along exactly, okay? Which is another reason you need to meet us also in BibleGateway.com, because you have the options there to go into the version of the Bible that you deem necessary. So right now the necessary version is the New King James Version. Okay, so we'll be meeting in the New King James Version today. Once again, the title is There Will Be Challenges, But the Word of God Will Never Change. There will be daily challenges in our lives. However, we win. We have been given as believers in Christ Jesus and those who will become believers in Christ Jesus the power, the love, and the sound mind to conquer in and out of season. No matter what the weapon is that is formed, I'll say that again, no matter what the weapon formed, it shall not prosper. No matter the hurdle, we will jump over it. No matter the test, we will pass. Why? Because we are bullyproof. I'm going to say that again, and I really hope that you are listening and that you are taking notes. You need to take notes. You need to revisit this broadcast today. I'm telling you, this is what God is saying to us right now via Holy Spirit through this instrument of bullyproof, okay? There will be daily challenges in our lives. However, we win. We have been given as believers in Christ Jesus the power, the love, and the sound mind to conquer in and out of season, no matter the weapon formed against us. No matter what the weapon formed, it shall not prosper. No matter the hurdle, we will jump over it. No matter the test, we will pass. We are bullyproof. Let's meet together in Genesis 1. Genesis 1. So in Genesis 1, the New King James Version says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Verse 2, "The earth was without form and void." Let's stop there. The earth was without form and void, okay? So the earth was not valid or legally binding for some things. The earth was not valid or legally binding. That is what void means. So again, the earth was without form and not valid or legally binding. It was invalid because of spiritual laws that have always been in place. In order to have authority in a realm, you must be dressed properly. In order to have authority in a realm, you must be dressed properly. There is a suit that you must acquire in order to function as a spirit just like God. I'll say it again. There is a dress code. There is a dress code for a spirit to operate in this earth. There is a dress code. That dress code is a physical body. That dress code is a physical body. A spirit is illegal in this earth to operate in any activity without a physical body. Okay, and I'm not going to stay there. I'm going to keep it moving. Please take notes. Therefore, we're going to read this again. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So darkness and God were just identified to be separate. Darkness and God were just identified as being separate. Darkness is separate from light. Darkness is separate from life. So I'm going to continue. So the Spirit of God has always been in authority over the spirit of darkness. How do I say that? Because it says it right here in his words, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. It just identified that darkness was on the face of the deep. Okay, I'll let you meditate on that. I'm going to keep it moving because we're slowly losing time. So in verse 3, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 4, and God saw that the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God saw the light, that the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. At this point in the spirit, there was a separation that took place as the earth was being spoken. Darkness was spoken separated from light. The light of the world, Jesus, was spoken separated from the darkness of Satan and his angels. However, on the earth, verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day. So Jesus was present, the light of the world. Darkness he called night. The darkness, Satan and his camp. The darkness here, actual darkness. You can barely see darkness. He called night. So he lit up the darkness of the sky in the physical with a natural thing or natural things called stars. So in keeping with the word, so the evening and the morning were the first day. Okay? So from this point on, we can see that everything God said, God saw. Okay? God created with his mouth and saw it manifest before his eyes as a result. So he spoke all things into existence. The animals, the trees, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the land, the heavens, where the waters would be, where they would be separated, where the earth would hold water, where it would not, where there would be solid ground. He spoke all of these things in very great detail, and as a result, we're taking advantage of the things he created still today. I want to go down to verse 26 of Genesis 1. Can we do that together? Let's go down to verse 26. Okay, and this is where we come in. I pray, Father, that you still the hands of time that I can get this word out as you have given it to me in Jesus' name. So in verse 26, then God says, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them. So God spoke us at this moment, and he blessed us at this moment and said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So he gave us power, he gave us authority, he gave us dominion when he spoke us into existence. In verse 26. Okay? So now, with that power, with that dominion, we had the authority that God gave us. We could clearly function in that power and in that authority just like God then. And then it happened in chapter 3 where we lost that dominion, that power, what we lost, actually, we didn't lose our dominion, our power. We didn't lose that. We lost our just like God status in the sense that we died spiritually. We acquired spiritual death. So if Adam and Eve had not made the choice to eat of the tree that they were forbidden by God to eat from, which was due to the spirit of Satan, who is the spirit of a bully. And we're going to go past what we're about to go through as we only have 6 minutes. The spirit of a bully. This is the definition of a bully: a person who uses strength or power to harm or initiate those who are weaker. So the enemy comes through the spirit of a bully to harm, intimidate, overtake, put pressure on those who are weaker. You are weak without the knowledge of the Word of God. You need the words of God to carry your life against bullies, principalities, rulers of darkness in high places. Okay? You are admonished right now to join me in Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, verses 6 through 10. Actually, 6 to 17. Meet me in Ephesians. It's easy to click on buttons, but sometimes I just need to, yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17 is where we need to meet. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and get started. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Sting to the pressures around you out of your own power and your own might. The Bible also tells us that vengeance is the Lord's. It tells us to pray. I want you to examine yourselves in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17. I want you to eat these words like you are eating your last meal. Please hold on to this full armor of God. It is your protection. It is your deliverance. It is how you will see your enemies change. We need the words of God. We do not need man's words. Man speaks out of man's flesh. We need the Spirit of God. This is why it is so very important for you to ask Jesus Christ into your heart as Savior and Lord. And when you ask, you need to mean it. Mean it. Receive him. You should not have to see him to receive him. Amen. When you see that advertisement for your favorite restaurant franchise and you see the food that they advertise on that screen, you don't have to see your plate with that food on it to want it and to receive it as yours and be on your way to get it. So you do not have to see Jesus to believe that Jesus is and that Jesus is alive and that Jesus wants you to invite him into your heart. If you will believe and receive him, you will see the fruit of your answers. You will see the fruits of your decision. You will see the good fruit of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You will see the good fruit of the kingdom of God. You will see fruit. Just ask him, and you will receive it. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of this live broadcast. However, we are going to continue a little deeper on Periscope today. It's our first live broadcast, and it's going to be done in a half an hour at 3 p.m., okay? So meet Bullyproof on Periscope Live at 3 p.m. You're going to go on Periscope to just the number 4, Jackie, J-A-C-Q-U-E, just for Jackie. That is our Bullyproof page, our Bullyproof place of meeting on Periscope, just for Jackie, okay? Once again, just, J-U-S-T, the number 4, Jackie, J-A-C-Q-U-E. Meet us there at 3 p.m. Follow, interact. Let me know that you are there. We are about to continue to encounter God in a brand new way. We are going to be equipped and be exactly who we are, everybody. We are bullyproof. Love you so much. God bless you. See you at 3 p.m. on Periscope.